Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Feel and Look Fabulous with Arena. Now, here's your host, Irina Wardens, founder of NaturalCounselor.com. Irina is a certified holistic health and nutrition counselor and relationship expert. Listen in for useful information regarding women's holistic health and nutrition.
Time. Welcome to your 60-minute retreat, where we breathe, smile, dance at the end of the show, and learn how to feel and look fabulous naturally. Satya Karla, the founder and president of Path to Anandam, joins our Holistic Health Talk Radio for Women today, and we're going to talk about how to become abundant and prosperous, how to attain eternal happiness and peace within. So if you have a question, you can call in 347-857-4862. Last minute tip today will be on winter superfoods to make you feel and look fabulous naturally. And but by feel and look fabulous naturally, I mean no cough, no colds, no flus. Everything is wonderful and you are healthy. Well, and so now let's sit comfortable and talk a little bit about being healthy. So what are you drinking? I have just hot water with lemon, and it's a good thing to have just water with lemon while you're listening to me. And don't forget to have a glass of warm water with two tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a little bit of honey in the morning. Well, it's your choice. But now, before holidays, it's a good thing somehow to take care of ourselves. It will help you to have alkaline environment in your body. It will help you stay healthy. And speaking about staying healthy, we need vitamin C right now. First of all, we have lots of stress around. And second of all, we do need to prevent colds and flu. So as a snack, wonderful will be oranges, lots of vitamin C, pomegranates, vitamin C, and they will help you to detox the blood. And don't forget about certain small tiny things that will help us feel and look better, even if we don't want to. I'm talking about cleansing spices and cleansing herbs. Of course, it's holiday season. Of course, we cook lots of different things. Of course, we don't want to eat healthy. Fine. But do you know that if you add a little bit of parsley, it will be detox herb, and it has lots of vitamin C. If you add a little bit of turmeric, and if you go to naturalcounselorblog.com, I have wonderful, easy-to-make turmeric dressing, 5 seconds. But if you add a little bit of turmeric, again, you will be healthier. Clover, garlic, certain things that will help you make your dishes healthier without any effort. Well, please, let's do that. Well, and as for now, let's sit comfortable. And normally we do breathing exercise, but today, my guest, we are going to have a wonderful meditation with breathing. So we are not doing the breathing thing, no. We'll do just detox twist, the one that you should do every, like, maybe 5 hours during holiday season to reduce stress and to help your liver. Because we have lots of fat right now around, lots of stress and sugar. What will happen if stress, sugar, and fat come together? Oh, ladies, it will trigger estrogen level. And estrogen level means hormonal disbalance. Estrogen, high level of estrogen means breast cancer. So we don't need that. No, we don't. So we need to help our liver somehow to digest and to get rid of the fats and sugar. So let's do our detox twist, the one that is perfect for the holiday season. Let's sit comfortable. If you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you so much for listening. Stop doing what you are doing for 60 seconds, please. Thank you. Okay, close your eyes. Sit comfortable or stand comfortable. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Inhale. Very slow. Turn your body to the right. Exhale. Inhale, straight to the left, exhale, inhale, to the right, inhale, straight to the left, and while you're still smiling, breathing, and very carefully twisting your body to the right and left, which helps your liver work properly, here is a quote of the day by Tony DeLisa. Happiness is part of who we are. Joy is the feeling. Well, today we're going to talk about that, about everything. So this is my pleasure and honor to introduce our special guest. Satya Karla is a self-transformational and happiness coach, meditation and self-healing expert, international speaker, author of 6 best-selling books, and the founder and president of Path to Anandam. Over 35 years, Satya has been practicing blissful living and helping others to do the same. And this is perfect time for us to learn something new. New Year is coming, and maybe we will be much happier next year with the help of Satya. Satya, hello, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for bringing to your wonderful show. First 5 minutes, you enlightened me for the rest of the day. It was wonderful.
Satya, thank you so much. I'm very happy to have you because the topic is very, very interesting. But before we'll talk about prosperity, before we'll talk about abundance, let's talk a little bit about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself first, about your path to Anandam, and then, of course, what prosperity and abundance mean to you? So somehow we'll start from there. About you, about your path to Anandam, and then the rest.
Well, as you said, I am the former CEO of the biotechnology industry, specifying in cancer arena. So my field is oncology. And after serving biotechnology world for 35 years, the divine call came to me that I should share the message, the secret of happiness, abundance, prosperity, and blissful living. So I founded the foundation, nonprofit organization. As you know, it is Path to Anandam, Way to Eternal Happiness, where you do not have to struggle, but you struggle in the life, but the happiness is still your happiness. Your abundance is your abundance. Nobody can steal it from you. So what we do in Path to Anandam, we teach, propagate, and preach how to be happy with other factors in life, still you could maintain your happiness and eternal happiness and abundance. And we have products like books. We have 11 books. They're all bestsellers on Amazon.com. And all the proceeds come from these books or our teachings and donations. everything goes to the philanthropic causes, which could be some educational funds, could be some disasters, some tornadoes, some tsunamis, some floods in, somewhere in the world. So we basically offer the special deals at that time and send all the donations for those causes. For example, right now we are promoting our, or we are giving away our book, Prosperity Forever, to the children of the different places. So whatever comes this month, next two months, because January is also a month of prosperity, so all the proceeds will go who need or where they need more resources, like for food and clothing and things like that. So we buy things for them, we send them cash, etc. But we are a philanthropic organization. That's what we do.
Beautiful. I'm on your website right now, and everybody can go to Path to Anandam. It's just Path to and then ANANDAM.org. It's a beautiful website with lots of information, and we'll talk about it more. But now we'll talk a little bit about something that is very important for us, being happy. Everybody, Satya, wants to be happy, and most of us are not. Most of us don't know how to be happy. There's always something. There is always something. And most of the time, we wait for happiness. We look for happiness, but we cannot find it. Or when we have it, obviously, we cannot appreciate it because, okay, we don't know that we're actually happy. It's huge. Everybody wants to be happy. If you post about happiness, a quote or something on Facebook, everybody responds. This is a very important topic, so let's talk about that. How? I understand it's huge, and it's not that we can cover in one podcast, but still, a couple of ideas, a couple of steps maybe, what we can do, how we can start working towards that happiness.
First of all, we have to remind ourselves, happiness, prosperity, abundance, they are our birthrights. We should exercise those rights. With the external world, with the external factors and situations, we kind of forget it. And those situations take over. Financial issues, we start feeling poor. We start feeling deficiency in different areas of financials or relationships or health issues. Many issues we face in our life, maybe not all at one time, but at different times, everybody goes through those issues. But doesn't mean that we have to get into the point, because happiness is our true nature. We are happy people. Like, look at it when children are, babies are born, how happy they are. First year, they're happy when they become toddler, then the second year, and then third year, and then they start fighting a little bit here and there when they go to kindergartens, and then they go to, and then they become, this is my toy, this is your toy, and all this I-ness and my-ness comes. Me, and my selfishness comes. Everything is mine. The selfishness totally take away our happiness from us. We want whole world to be ours. Everybody should listen to us. We want to control every situation. And we all know it doesn't happen that way. And it doesn't happen, we feel unhappy about it. We feel dissatisfied. We feel indeficient, and we feel we have some deficiency in ourselves. So that's why I named the book Prosperity Forever. Prosperity is basically progress. Pros S stands for success, sustaining the success, prosperity, peace through righteousness, and forever, infinite happiness, infinite prosperity. So we have to remind ourselves that we were born as a very happy care babies, and now where we are, how could I go back to that same state of happiness? What is affecting me? That self-awareness is the key here. That I have to be, first of all, be aware. Where am I? Am I unhappy? If I'm unhappy, in what area in my relationship? I'm unhappy because of my health situation, because of my career situation, because of my relationship with my siblings, my spouses, or my environment. What is making me unhappy? Identify that and then do something about it. Nowadays, you will hear quite a bit, law of attraction, prosperity and abundance comes with the law of attraction, means you just have to think about it and just repeat the mantra that I am abundant and I am prosperous. And my book goes one further step with this. Yes, we have to have that kind of attitude that we are not poor, we are abundant, we are prosperous. So we have to align our mind and our heart together with the universal consciousness so we can receive those messages and those abundance. But then we have to connect it with our body and our hands. Without action, nothing will come. So the book I have, it says Prosperity Forever Through Art of Work. Working is the, and putting the efforts to attain that prosperity and that happiness is in our control. That's the key we have to practice. And that's what I focus, that practice the law of attraction, affirmations, meditation, everything. But always make sure the effort part is a one of the key. I call it a recipe. Work righteously with knowledge, with love and compassion, with the global interest, welfare for all, everybody, with your 100% effort, not 99% effort, because we don't know which 1% will get lost and we might lose it. So put 100+% of your hands, your mind, and your heart. So it's a combination of, I call it 3 H. One H is head, which is the contemplation, meditation, affirmations. But put the love into it. Do it from your heart. And then put your hands there. And make sure it is the righteous action. And how the righteous action, we know? If it is just for myself, just for my family, it might be a selfish action. But we should make sure that it is for everybody's well-being, not just for my personal well-being. So that is the formula for how to attain the abundance so you feel self-satisfied. Because when we do good things, we feel so self-satisfied, we do not feel guilty that I have done something wrong. Because whenever we do something wrong, or we cheat, we lie, we know we are doing something wrong. And sooner or later, we are going to feel guilty about it. And what happens? When we feel guilty, our body starts producing and secreting the toxins. The toxins eat up our immune system, gives us the stress. We lose our interest. We start becoming sick. All the diseases come because of our immune system gets weak. And why? Because we produce toxins in our system. Whether we produce it or we eat the food which has a lot of toxins. But we produce a lot of toxins in our body. Every cell of the body has capability to poison, which eats up our system, or endorphins, which heals our system. We have a choice. So prosperity is not just money we have it in the bank or big homes or big cars or big status. But the eternal prosperity is, or our eternal happiness is our prosperity. Our good health is our prosperity. Our self-satisfaction is our prosperity. Self-contentment is my prosperity. My health, wealth, wisdom, abundance is my prosperity. So the real prosperity is my eternal happiness and a peaceful life. And so is everybody else. So I say, your real prosperity is your eternal happiness and peaceful life. And that is called Anandam, the blissful life. And there is a beautiful quote from Eric Butterworth. It says, prosperity is a way of living and thinking, and not just having money or things. On the other hand, poverty is a way of living and thinking, and not just a lack of money or things. So how we think, what attitude we have. Money, and there is another beautiful quote from Atharva Veda. It says, money and mansions are not the only wealth. There is wealth. Good spirit is wealth. And our spiritual wisdom and the way we live, the way we treat other people is our wealth. So our character is our biggest wealth. We should maintain it.
Satya, is very, I agree with you, and you know, I don't like the word older, I prefer mature. When we are mature, we can see the difference, and sometimes we are happy, and even studies show that women after 50 are actually happier than women after 40. My show is for women after 40, and it means 40 plus, 50 plus, etc. So a couple of questions based on what you said. After 40, our hormones jump around, lots of stress, and sometimes we don't know, are we, if we're happy or we are unhappy? Because you said we need to be aware, right? And then to find the cause of unhappiness. But sometimes we think, oh, it's normal life. Well, I'm not happy. I cannot say that I'm unhappy. Just, well, I'm lots of stress. It's my parents were the same way. I don't know. Maybe I'm happy. So, what would you tell those ladies who need actually, how they can identify that happiness and unhappiness? Because sometimes lots of people think that it's the way of our living. It's just fine, but it's not. So first of all, can you give us a couple of ideas how we can be sure, well, yeah, I am unhappy. I need to, for example, to change my life. Because to change my life and to be happy means to get out of our comfort zone, which is very difficult too. Lots of people go just with the flow and don't want to change anything and just complain that they are unhappy. So sometimes it's difficult. And then something in the relationship and then stress and then health. So sometimes we don't even know, we're not sure we are happy or we are unhappy, or it's natural way of living. So how do we know that we are really unhappy first? And then another thing I wanted to say about good things to do, I will talk about it a little bit, because to do something, sometimes, again, women don't know what to do. They don't think that they are good enough to share what they know and to teach people. So somehow they don't know what can I do, how I can help people or can teach people about something. So first of all, how to identify that you are unhappy?
First thing in the morning, when we all get up in the morning and go to toilet and then go to sink to wash our hands and look it in the mirror. So just look it in the mirror and see if you are smiling or you have what kind of face do you have at that time? Relax. A smiley face, or you have some frowning on your face. That will answer, your image will answer you right away. Do you get emotional very easily. You might get tears very easily. Do you eat more or less? Do you sleep less or more? Do you want to go out and go in the nature, enjoy yourself, or you just say, oh, this is okay, this is the way it is? Do you blame others? Do you blame the situation? All these things will tell you whether you are happy or you are unhappy. Or do you feel secure? Do you get angry very often? Are you unnecessarily attached to certain things? When you are driving, are you smiling at people, or if somebody cuts you off and then you get upset? How often do you get upset? Just start making a list from the morning to evening. That will tell you how happy you are. And once you make a list, it's no-brainer. That will be your mirror. And now, the next step is, most of the time, and I can tell you myself, this is how I started. I start making the list of the things which did not make me happy or upset me. Or when I said something to people, I didn't smile, I didn't say thank you, I was rushed, I'm rushing all the time. All those symptoms were that I am not balanced, happy person inside. I put a smile on the face and people might think, but people are not. They can judge, they can tell how you treat other people with respect, with love. Just when you see somebody sick, or some even an dog or cat, and if they are sick or something, does your heart start melting for them? Is your heart filled with love? Or do you feel, oh, let it go, that's the way it is? That's a sign of how much love and compassion you have. In your heart, whether you have a sorrow or you have a happiness, when you are happy, your heart is filled with love and compassion. And when we are unhappy, we are angry, we are upset, we are blaming others, we are complaining. All those kind of symptoms are that we are not happy. Once we identify that, then the next thing is accept it. Be honest that, yes, these are the areas of my life need attention, because I give the workshop on these things. So I coach people on self-awareness and self-transformation. And these things come over and over. Then make the list, accept it, and then take one item out of it, not all of them, just work on one part of it. And I can give you an example. I had a habit of not thanking people enough. And I could sense it, because after a little while, I could sense it that they were not very happy. So finally I start asking people, what could I do differently? And they said, if you could thank us more, that would help. And I start doing it. And people start smiling back to me. And I start feeling happier and happier, because I was one of my habits, because I accepted it that was my something I could do better. So we all have a room to do better and better. And the good news is, once we are aware and we accept it and we commit ourselves that now I'm going to make a change, universal consciousness gets aligned with us and they start helping us. And all the doors will start opening to us to come in the information to us. Somebody might give some comments to us. Maybe we are watching TV and somebody makes some comments which are useful to us. Universal consciousness will start communicating with us and start helping us to make a change. So that once we make the commitment that I'm going to make a change, the change will happen to us and we will start becoming happier.
So I want to talk a little bit about acceptance. But before that, I would love to everyone to close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes for 1 second and think about three things maybe today, right? Think about three things that, well, actually, you're unhappy about that. Three. I don't ask you for five. I don't ask you for ten. I ask you for three. We don't have time for more than that. You don't need to look at the mirror right now. You just close your eyes and think about three things that make you upset. And what I mean by that, three things that have been making you upset for a long, long time. And we'll be back in 40 seconds.
You are listening to Feel and Look Fabulous with Irina, brought to you by Super Simple Detox. E-book Detox 101, Super Simple Detox, the ultimate guide for beginners, will teach you how to detox naturally, to cleanse your body with the seasons using 68 amazing detox superfoods. So take action right now. Go to www.supersimpledetox.com and get a discount as our listener.
You're listening to Feel and Look Fabulous with Irina, Holistic Health Talk Radio for Women. For more information about the show, to see the scheduled episodes, to listen to the archived episodes, to look around and to check the profile of our guests, to get their free gifts, you can go to www.holistichealthtalkradio.com. And don't forget to visit naturalphotographyspa.com with lots of photo meditations and healing colors to make you happy for no reason. And by the way, we are back with Satya Karla, who is the founder and president of Path to Anandam. She is also a self-transformational and happiness coach, meditation and self-healing expert, international speaker, and author of 6 best-selling books. So she is actually have a free gift for us, but I don't have it on her profile. So you can go right now to pathtoanandam.org. It means path, P-A-T-H-T-O, and then A-N-A-N-D-A-M.org. Or you can go to holistichealthtalkradioforwomen.com and click on Satya Karla's profile, and there is a website, the link to her website, because she has, if you subscribe to self-development and eternal happiness easing, you can receive this spiritual planner to keep your spiritual growth on track, absolutely free. So wonderful free gift. And we are back to talk about awareness, how to find out, how to realize that we are unhappy and what we can do about that. So we identify even maybe causes of unhappiness. We talked about it. And then Satya accepting. Yes, we can accept some, but sometimes, like you said, that anger, that feeling of being upset, that blame, somehow inside of us, and we cannot let it go. Sometimes we have it for a long time. It can be about our parents, it can be about our mother, it can be about our first husband, etc., etc. Something that we have been holding for a long, long time. It's very difficult to accept. Maybe you will give us a couple of ideas how maybe to let it go, because it's so important to learn how to let go of certain things and not to hold it against somebody. Actually, you hold it against yourself because you get sick of that. And studies even show that sometimes breast cancer can develop just because you hold that anger and frustration towards somebody for a very long time. So, Satya, can you give us a couple of ideas how to let it go?
Practice forgiveness. That is because it's not that we are holding the grudges against others. We are also we do that, but we are also holding the guilt within ourselves. I wish I had done this. I wish I had said this to this person. I wish I had done this. I wish I had done this. We live in this vicious cycle. My biggest thing is that, yes, I might have made the mistake knowingly or unknowingly, or other people might have made the mistake knowingly or unknowingly, but who is suffering right now with that particular grudge? And particular resentment and the guilt. It's me, nobody else. People who have caused me some hurt, they might not even remember it. Like, think about it. When we are angry and we say certain things to other people, we don't even remember what we said. Same thing, other people don't remember what they have said to us or what they have done to us. They did what they knew at that time the best, or I did what I knew at best at that time. So learn to forgive and move on with life, because it is going to give more toxins in my system and it's going to eat up. And as you said, a study shows that women who hold a lot of resentment in their chest, they end up getting the breast cancer, or the man who does end up getting heart attacks. So these are causes which we have some control on it for our own benefit. We must let go. And the technique I use, which is a very powerful technique, I just sit. If I'm sitting by on the bank of river, or if I'm sitting by some fireplace or something, I write down all the things which people have hurt me. I just start throwing it in it. And if those things are not available, I just sit quietly, close my eyes, and create a virtue fireplace. And I start, whoever have hurt me or I have hurt somebody, I start throwing those things in that fire pit and start blessing that person with my prayers that God may give this person the wisdom so this person does not go anywhere else and hurt other people, or give me the wisdom so I do not hurt anybody else, and bless me to get this big chunk of wound from my heart and get that ointment from God. Pray to God to give us that ointment. So in my healing techniques, I do offer forgiveness in many different areas, and also prayers, and also the exercises. And one exercise at a time, you take one element and go with that exercise, and when you feel comfortable, where you feel that anybody hurts you, you start blessing them rather than cursing them. Sometimes you say it, or I used to even say it, God give him the same medicine so then he knows how this medicine tastes. Because when we are angry, this is how we think. But when we take that anger out, we have all the love and blessing and prayers come for the other person, even though somebody hurt us. So, again, forgiveness is the key. And do not hurt yourself anymore. You are going to pay very heavy price with your health. And when we are upset, not only that, we go and spread our upsetness like an infection, like a flu to others also. And then we make our surroundings all upset. Aura changes, and then this negative aura goes back and forth, and we never get out of that negativity. So bring love in your heart, fill your heart with love, and practice forgiveness, and let go. Let go of anger.
It's a wonderful thing, by the way. Everybody who is listening to us right now, just think about it. It's just the right time. Sometimes we need to learn something. Sometimes when we write down, okay, we are going to do a couple new things in January. So maybe this will be one of those. You will make yourself happier if you start learning and practicing forgiveness, letting go, and being happy. So this is a good time for us to think about it. Maybe we can do that. And speaking that about doing something or creating something or affirming ourselves that we can do that. A good thing is affirmations, and Satya, you mentioned that. And even now I'm looking at your website, and again, I want to remind everyone, it's path to anandam, path, and then 2, and then anndam.org. You have today's tip for Anandam, and today is just for today. I will be firm and kind with others, and it feels like it's real affirmation, right? So, Sasha, can you share with us a couple affirmations that can make us happier, and maybe we'll try some affirmations by our own. Maybe we can find it from your book. So a couple of affirmations that can help us be happier.
I have a beautiful poem at the end of the book, because these books are basically a 30-day with a spiritual daily planner. So we can practice each thing one day, and this is like a 30-day program. So last day of the, or last page of the book has this beautiful poem. It says, just for today, I take full responsibility of my actions. I have faith in myself and Almighty. I give more and expect less. I forgive myself and others. I let go of all my worries. Just for today, I respect myself and others. I love myself and others. I think positive. I speak the truth. Just for today, I thank others. I enjoy myself and smile. I meditate and pray. I relax. Just for today, I am happy. I am peaceful. And I am prosperous.
Beautiful, and lots of ideas, and I hope that everybody can listen again and write down, because it's something that can help you to feel better about yourself immediately. Well, another thing that you mentioned in those steps to being happy, yes, to feel prosperous and abundant, is good things, work. Good things to do, good things for others. But what happens with us after 40? Sometimes everything changes, and by everything, I would love to say first our bodies, right? Our bodies change. So sometimes we actually don't look at ourselves, because it will make us upset. And by 50, maybe that's why we're happier after 50, because we already accepted the fact that our bodies change. After 40, we cannot do that yet. We're not ready yet. So sometimes body changes, bodies change, relationships sometimes change, our kids left. Sometimes we don't have career because we raised our children. And lots of women have zero of self-confidence and self-esteem. They don't know what to do with ourselves, and this actually makes them very, very unhappy. So when you said actually to work and do something for others, they don't have that confidence that they can make somebody happy, that can make something for others, they can help other people. They don't have that self-confidence and self-esteem because of all the changes around them. So let's talk a little bit about that and how we can find ways to help others, to work on something, to be helpful and to feel better.
You ask such a beautiful question, because this is my another area which I teach. Woman empowerment, think yourself within. We all are, I call them goddess, within ourselves. We have so much to give. We are the most loving and caring creature on the earth. God would have not put the uterus in our body if we were not those beautiful creatures. God made woman to be that loving and caring person. So what I basically tell people, sit down and just list one of the things you do the best. Maybe I make a good lemonade. Maybe I cook some dish good. Maybe I'm a good cook. Maybe I even don't know what I have, any goodness do I have. Just get out go for some volunteer work, maybe in the hospital where nobody judges you. Go to the places like homeless centers or shelters and start serving something over there. Go to these soup kitchens or somewhere. Start somewhere where there is no judgment. They are looking for help all the time. You will discover with such a short period of time how many good qualities you have. We have them, but they are covered. We have to unveil those virtues which we do have those. And just have a company of your good friends, and I say good friends, divine friends, who surround yourself with the people who motivate you rather than who put you down all the time. Even have a one friend, have that company. And the other thing is, go for a walk or attend some yoga classes or some exercises, because what happened with that, our body releases the endorphins. And that takes away the effect of our stress. And all of a sudden, we start seeing, when we are relaxed, we start seeing the beauty within ourselves. So we have to learn to respect, as I said, but go out and go somewhere where, as I said, you are not judged. Just go for a walk. Just go enjoy the birds. Enjoying the birds and the nature is also a divine quality that brings us closer to our heart. It connects us to our soul. So get connected to your soul. And tell yourself, I am the beautiful person. Start counting your blessings. And just, I start counting my blessings for my body. Look how beautiful hands I have. I have my legs to walk. I have my eyes to see. I have my mouth to eat. Just start blessing yourself and start patting yourself that you are a beautiful person with these beautiful qualities, and see whatever the blessings you have rather than counting what you don't have in our life. And once I do those exercises to kids, and they love it, because you know how kids around Christmas time, they say, oh, I don't have this gift and I don't have this and I didn't get this, and all these things come. Even when we are now, look at now, it's Christmas time, we will be visiting our families. Our families would be visiting. And I'm sure we all in deep are somewhere stressed out that I hope everything goes well, nobody fights, nobody gets upset, nobody overdrinks and get out of control and start talking about past bad memories and all that. We all come up with that stress. But we have to remind ourselves, and we have to take that stress out by relaxing, going for a walk, or nothing, just sit down quietly for 10 minutes, turn off your radio, turn off your phone, anything, and just sit down and quietly, and just observe your body, beautiful you. Start looking the beauty within you. Because you are such a beautiful person. And go back and think, what are the things you have raised beautiful kids? Things might be changed. Nest might be empty. Kids might not call us. And teenagers all the time, they think parents are the one, they do not know anything. We might be going through those difficulties. And I have gone through that and had tears, a lot of tears. But I'm the one who gave them a birth. I'm the one who raised them. I'm the one who took them to schools and drive them around to all the soccer games and everything. I have done lots of good things. I might have made mistakes by raising them something, but I did it with good intentions. I had no malicious intention to raise my kids in such a way that they have difficulty. Whatever I knew, I did more than I could have afforded at that time for my kids. So I let go all of my guilt feelings. No matter what my kids would tell me, if I knew better, I would have done better. Excuse me. So I'm just giving you an example of kids because you mentioned that kids go out. I mean, we might have an empty nest. At age of 40, hormones change, a lot of relationships. because men are in 40s also, and that's the time they're at the peak. And a lot of unethical things happen at that time, and women get hurt about that. Do your best and give your love and send your love to that person and that situation and let it heal by itself. The more we serve others and the more we send our love to others and love ourselves, that heals us. So we should continue to send our love. The question is, if I'm angry, how could I send the love?
That absolutely. And, you know, the thing about the go and do something, there is no excuse. We can do that. There are different charities, there are different things we can do. And sometimes when you go and help, it will help you realize how lucky you are. Because Satya said something that what we take for granted. You have hands, you have eyes, you have head, you have everything. Some people don't. Some people are sick. Some people don't have a hand. Some people don't have an eye. So it's certain things we just take for granted. So be happy. And speaking about being happy and relaxed, which, again, it's very difficult today nowadays. Everybody is busy using cell phones, iPhones, computers. It's very difficult. But this is what we need to do. We need to find time to relax. And Satya, speaking about relaxation, can we do your meditation to become prosperous now?
Yes, of course. And one
maybe like 3 minutes, not 5 minutes. Can we do it like for 3 minutes?
Yeah, I will do it 3 minutes, but I will just give you one more point. I do the online coaching with people on these issues, women issues, family issues, how to be happy, how to get rid of your old habits, because sometimes we are upset about our own habits and all that. So I do online coaching as well. You might not find that information on my website because we are about to put that information, but I have been doing the coaching for a long time, so we are more doing it more systematically on our website now, putting the information. So if anybody is interested, I'll be happy to speak to them. So we can start the meditation now. So let's sit straight. Keep your spine straight, neck, spine straight, shoulders relaxed and down. Take a deep breath all the way to the lower part of the stomach. Exhale. Hold it. Exhale, inhale, exhale, and focus on the nostrils and feel the oxygen, the air is going inside your body through the nostrils and filling the lungs. And feel the beautiful light on your forehead, merging with the breath, the pure energy, the pure oxygen, the beautiful healing light energy is going to the heart and filling the heart. Every cell of the heart is filled pure divine energy with love and compassion. The whole heart is filled with love and compassion, and it is going everywhere in the body with the blood stream, and every cell of the body is experiencing that love and compassion, and the heart is melting all the resentment, all the anger, all the and the divine energy with forgiveness is going to my upper part of my body, my every cell of the body, every DNA, genes, every space in my body is filled with love, compassion, and forgiveness. and I can't hold it anymore in my body. It's flowing outside to the cosmos, to the world, to all my loved ones. So send this love, passion, and forgiveness to everyone, to your family members, to your siblings, to your parents who might have made some mistakes, knowingly or unknowingly raising you, and send your love and compassion to everyone in the world, all the living beings and non-living beings, and have a great love, compassionate aura around in our family, in the universe, and pray to God that may God bring happiness, prosperity in everybody's life. So just remind yourself, I am prosperous, I am happy, I am abundant, thankful to God for giving me wonderful life, my eyes, my hands, my ears, my feet to walk, my eyes to see. Thank you, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for being so gracious to me. And help me to continue to feel this way and bring the positive energy in my body and to the rest. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Peace, 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 Peace for my body, peace for my mind, and peace for the entire universe. May God bless all of you and have a prosperous, happy vacations, holidays, and New Year. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. It was really beautiful, and I hope that everybody enjoyed. I don't want everyone to talk loud right now. Thank you so much for being with us, for lots of information, and wishing you the best. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much for inviting me to your show. And again, thank you, and namaste to you and all of your audience, and now they're my audience as well, so namaste to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you so much. Well, I hope everybody is still breathing after the beautiful meditation. I don't have time on winter superfoods. I will post them on Feel and Look Fabulous page, facebook.com/feelandlookfabulous, or you can go to naturalcounselorblog.com, naturalcounselorblog.com, and just type in search winter, and it will go simple natural weight loss detox guide for healthy new year, and a couple of ideas for superfoods, winter superfoods to stay healthy and feel fabulous. And I'm giving over here the foods, actually, rich in magnesium, calcium, B6, B12, just to boost our immune system and to reduce stress. Go to naturalcounselorblog.com. Well, after wonderful meditation, I don't think that we'll dance as usual we do. I just want everybody to thank you for being here. I will turn on the music, but when we don't have to dance, just think a little bit about what we were talking about, and then come back and listen to our podcast, write down the affirmations. It will help you have a wonderful year. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous day. Breathe, smile, be happy, and if you think you can dance, or just be happy.